So in this article, sex life in France is the lowest it's ever been. And it talks about Britain, Japan, and Korea on that.
Why France? What's going on?
How steep is the decline? A cool 24% of French adults aged 18 to 69 said they had not had sex in the last year. In 2006, so 2024 is 24% said they haven't had sex in the year. 2006, that was just a 9%. So it more than doubled the percentage of people who haven't had sex in the last year.
Welcome to Sexy Time, where we answer your questions about sex, relationships, and everything sexy in between. Don't forget, you can send your burning questions by voice or email to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. That's sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Anonymous questions are welcome. Thanks for hooking up with us today. Now, let's cozy up and join our hosts, Alice and BK Johnson.
Welcome back to Sexy Time.
Hey, all. How you doing?
How y'all doing? Thank you so much for making us a part of your sexy day. We really appreciate it. How you been, Alice?
I'm all right. I'm a little under the weather tonight. But I'm glad to be here recording with you regardless. It's good to see you, as always.
That's why I really appreciate you being here, too. We've been rolling. We were just talking about it before we started, but we've been rolling for over 3 years now. Something
wild,
like
man.
That. Yeah.
Wild.
So we couldn't do it without all y'all listening wherever
That's
you may be
game.
Or on Patreon, watching us on Patreon. Come on over, patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. So, yeah, thank you so much for your support. Check it out. We have many tiers. And if you want to join the community, we really appreciate it. Today,
should we do our shout-outs?
Oh, okay. I was going to jump right into it because I know...
We should never miss our shout-outs.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
I like you guys. In fact, I love you guys. It's Monster J. It's Mark. And it's... Oh, wait. There's one new one. What's her name? I forgot.
You're forgetting James. Hang on.
James! Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't have the list. Do you have
Hang
the list?
On. It's at the moment, it's just James and Crap. Mark. And
I was looking at the news so much. No, we have Odessa. Right. We have Odessa.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. I found the list right now, like literally right now.
I see why I missed that.
James, Odessa, Monster J, and Mark. This was the sloppiest shout out ever, but some of you like it sloppy. So
we know that. Couple dungeon masters, couple backdoor passes.
We know that some of you like it sloppy. So for those of you that do, we hope you enjoyed it and maybe. You know, if you like it sloppy too, come to patreon.com/sextimepodcast. Get your shout out in there as well. Or anything else. We have a lot of things. All right. Today's a news day.
Also, I just want to say we miss those of you who we haven't seen for a little while. Sorry, my sick brain is not remembering what this is called at the moment.
What, Pillow Talk?
Pillow Talk. Thank you. Sorry. My sick brain had a little bit of a block. It's been a little while. So if you all who subscribe to our Pillow Talk want to have a Pillow Talk, reach out to us. Let us know your schedules. You can reach out to us on Discord or at sexytimedlove@gmail.com. We'd love to hang out with you again soon.
Mm. Yeah. Send us your messages. We did get a email question for our next question day. So I'm looking forward to that. So again, sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Send them on in. Ready for sexy news? I'll just start on something that's been on my mind a lot because I've been in Japan too. And I did recently see that birth rates across like the world, I looked at the history of it. And they have, because Japan, a big news item here is always like the birth rates are falling. We're getting so low, blah, blah, blah. They're still not as low as South Korea, unfortunately. Unfortunately, South Korea is also very low and even lower than Japan. But I looked at the whole world and it's been going down. And there was recently an article that said, here's the title, the French sex recession. Has la flamme really gone out? Has the flame gone out?
Non, ce n'est pas possible, non.
Vrai.
Pas en France, non.
Pas. Is it pas? Is that but?
Not in France. Les Français sont très sexy.
How do you say butt in French? Not derrière. Oh yeah, mais. It's mais.
Mais ce n'est pas possible. Ah. Mais ce n'est pas possible, non. Mm. But it's not possible, no.
Oui, right.
En France.
Impossible. Anyway, So in this article, and if you want to see the article and look at all the numbers, because I'm only going to list a couple here, you can go on the description of wherever you're listening to this. There's also another article that's kind of paywalled, but it's basically the same thing, where it's talking about France sex life. The sex life in France is the lowest it's ever been, and it talks about Britain, Japan, and Korea on that paywalled one.
Why
but
France?
Right?
What's going on?
That's what's freaking people out, right?
Talk to me, man. Talk to me.
Here's some numbers from this article. How steep is the decline? A cool 24% of French adults aged 18 to 69 said they had not had sex in the last year. In 2006, so 2024 is 24% said they haven't had sex in the year. 2006, that was just a 9%. So it more than doubled the percentage of people who haven't had sex in the last year. I don't know what this means. Calor? Ka-alor? Sa-alor. C-A with the under thing. Salor. Salor? The decline is steeper still among the young. Between the ages of 18 and 24, the proportion of celibates was now 28%, up from 5% in 2006. So that's five times more celibate among the younger 18 to 24 age. And let's see. And they're saying one other thing. They're saying wondering why they've gone off of a more active sex life. According to the French Institute of Public Opinion, conducted a poll of almost 2,000 people. It could just be a form of social correction. A lot of them are saying what one generation does intensely, the next does less. Says François Krauss of the French Institute of Public Opinion. So that's what they're. The French think that's what's going on. But again, looking at the statistics worldwide, I see birth rates and sex lives dropping dramatically. So what are your thoughts on this story, Alice?
Well, it's really interesting. I'm a regular listener also of Dan Savage's Savage Lovecast. Mm-hmm. And on his show last week when I was listening, they talked a little bit about, I can't remember the name of the author, but he was talking with an author of a book about being solo. And this author said that half of adults are single. And half of those single people have no interest in being in a relationship right now.
Wow.
So... and they were discussing how a lot of things have changed now that women are, and I recommend you go ahead and go back and listen to that episode of the Savage Lovecast. It's a great episode as well. And you know, I'm a fan. We cover some similar things here, but I'm never going to stop anybody from going to listen to that. I think it's a great podcast. Yeah. But you know, they talked about how women are no longer feeling like they have to marry a man. Women are no longer feeling like they have to, they can't support themselves.
Yes.
And some women are starting to move in with each other as friends and co-parent or, you know, gotcha. Just live their lives together. Like the Golden Girls did, you know,
They were a bit older, but yeah.
They were postulating that maybe some of this decline in relationships in particular is due to that dynamic changing, that women no longer feel like they have to be tied to a man, which, you know, and we hear a lot about things like incels and young men getting frustrated in various communities where they're finding it hard to connect to women because men are very driven by sex, but women aren't necessarily as a whole as driven. So it's interesting. I don't really know exactly what's going on. I'm sure to some degree, the time that we all around the world spent in COVID, being alone, self-soothing, taking care of our own needs, you know, probably made some people realize that they could take care of themselves and they would be okay.
Yep.
And there are a lot of introverts who really thrived in that particular landscape and continue to thrive, you know, since then, realizing that they can work from home and they can, you know, and a lot of people, their lives are so online, they're just not connecting as much with people. I mean, some of this, I think, is good, like women not feeling like they have to marry. But also some of it, I think, is tough because we're not connecting as much as we used to. And those of us who, you know, aren't stepping outside of our comfort zones and meeting other people, I think are doing ourselves a little bit of a disservice because, in my opinion, as a life coach, like, I think relationships are a real conductor of change. Relationships help you work through conflict. Relationships help you grow. And if you're in a romantic relationship in particular, like that's going to put you through some challenges and some growth together that you wouldn't have on your own. And I don't know, I think sex is a wonderful form of exercise. So, you know, not to say I think there's anything wrong with people who want to be asexual for a time or for their lives. I think that's a perfectly acceptable choice. And I think it's great that people are making choices in life. But, you know, we are looking at lower birth rates. We are looking at like the future of humanity. It'll be interesting to see what happens. As you say, sometimes it's a pendulum, you know, like who knows what the next swing will be. But it's, I think we're concerned about other things right now, like climate change. And I don't know. I think people are finding other solutions. In the same way that we're finding some people realizing they don't have to conform to one gender or another. Like, I think people are feeling freer to try to live outside of the box. And this is just another example of that.
I do. Yeah. I think it's a double-edged sword because it's good in, like, again, when you're saying that, I'm like, I agree with, especially when talking about Dan Savage's podcast point of saying that women don't have to depend on that. And I do think that it's sad in the way that it's not, it's like the men are scared of how dependent they are on women too. Of like, cause there's those old famous quotes, even in the old days where it's like, you know, behind every great man, there's an amazing woman. And so it's like without the woman, they are dependent on the woman to be as great as well. And every great, and every man would like a great woman and every woman would like a great man. Right. So it's like,
well, assuming heterosexuality, sure.
Yeah. Well, a great partner. Let's just say that. Because we're also talking about sex lives, it's not just like marriage and that heterosexual sex. It's also any sex. Because again, I don't think these polls were not saying, oh, wait, we only asked for heterosexual people. I'm guessing even 19 to 68 year olds in France, even whether they're straight, bi, or whatever, you know, they all are having less sex.
I would be curious to get those
sex
statistics. Which ones are which?
Are they also
less sex? Because I find that a little harder to believe, but it's possible.
Well, like I do think
they're pretty good at it.
I do think the elephant in the room is that sex is a connection between two people, regardless of how it is, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, or bi, or whatever, or orgy, even, you know, whatever you want to say. It would be like you're connecting with people in a way, and I could totally see the things we're talking about, not just that female male dynamic, but also again, society with technology and AI and coronavirus stuff. I could see that as if this is what I would say, and I'm not sure, but if I was gay, I'd be like, if I was a gay man, I'd be like, you know, I'm sick of dealing with this fucking shit, like with this relationship. Maybe I just want to get off. Like, I mean, as a man, as a heterosexual man, I feel that way too sometimes. Where it's like, especially before I was married too, where it's like, and even after you're married, you're sometimes like, do I have to deal with this shit just to have sex with my wife? You know, I mean, like that doesn't happen in my relationship that often at all, luckily. But I know that there are relationships like that before and after marriage. So I could see that also, that attitude of spirit where we look for different ways so we don't have to deal with that. But unfortunately, the double-edged sword of it, because it's good that you don't have, you know, no one wants to deal with those type of negative things in their life or the hassle of some things. But I do think the double-edged sword is, it's like you lose your connection with people, and you also, it's like attention span. You get used to getting what you want quick without having to go through that, because the reason it's so good is because you do have to go through those things to connect with someone. You do have to connect with someone and figure out how we're going to make it work together, so you have consensual sex that you both can enjoy. There's a lot of work that goes into that. It's a lot of work that goes into marriage and all this other stuff, or just a relationship, or just a friendship even, or anything like, you know, even anything outside of romance, it's hard. So I do see the double-edged sword as we get used to getting what we want quickly. And if we just want the sex and cut out the connection with people, it can be low birth rates and other problems in society.
Well, can we issue a challenge here to our listeners? If you are hearing our voices and you've been comfy in your comfort zone, watching Netflix, eating popcorn, getting pizza delivered.
Oh, that's me.
and you haven't had sex in a long while. Take a minute and consider what it might be like if you went out and met someone. For those of you who like the adult cartoon show, The Great North, there was a recent episode where main character's penis rescues him from drowning in the cold sea and tells him that, you know, he hasn't had sex in too long and that he's killing him and that he needs to have sex and he doesn't care if it's a one night stand. It becomes this very funny
thing. How does it save him in the ocean? He has to swim to get sex and
the
survive?
Penis, once he agrees to the penis that he will have at least a one night stand, penis tells him how the rope is wrapped around his ankle and how to get it off.
Oh, it's just advice from the penis to save him. It was holding advice hostage.
Correct. And if you're on our Discord, you can go ahead and click on the link that I sent earlier this week.
I'm impressed with that penis's brain, because that's very smart. Because it's like he's going down anyway. He's dying anyway. So it's like, let's save together. Yeah.
Right. That makes sense. And I'm not going to save you unless you're willing to save me because I've had it.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm dying anyway. So let's save
each other. Have a pep talk with your penis or your vagina and find out, like, hey, are you lonely? Do you want some connection? And if the answer is yes, you know, go out and find someone, whether it be for a moment or a lifetime. Go out and find somebody, because, you know, these sex dolls are getting more lifeless or lifelike, but you know, there's no replacement for another human being.
I would recommend trying, because you know, positive affirmations is something you can always try too. But if not, try penis affirmations. That would be cool. Like, wake up every morning, look down to your friend, or vagina affirmations, but it works with PP. You know what I mean? Anyway, but pussy affirmations, penis and pussy affirmations for instead of positive affirmations. Try it out. I would like to know.
Strong and beautiful.
How it works.
I have a related-ish topic here. It's an article in the Washington Post a little bit earlier in February, called "How Long COVID Takes a Toll on Relationships and Intimacy." And it's a long article. We've covered a little touch of this already, but you know, we've got one couple having a tough time because this one woman, Fran, she rarely leaves her bed. Her fatigue is so severe that she can't walk more than a few steps. So now her partner is like bringing things from the outside world to her, like flowers and acorns and chestnuts. Like, he's trying to help her find new ways to find joy, you know. Brain fog and dizziness is also a thing that they deal with, and that can make it very difficult, I think, for them to have physical intimacy. You know, they're also dealing with other, you know, issues like financial challenges, as well as stress, or the other partner, like the caregiver, feeling burdened. And then the sick or disabled people feel misunderstood and isolated. I think it's also probably very difficult, as somebody who, you know, at times, like I sometimes we find our lives in limbo, right? And we're like, okay, when is this period going to end? So that I can move on or whatever. And these people are, you know,
it's COVID.
They're wondering, like, is this ever going to go away?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we do if it doesn't?
Mm.
Some people, you know, like this couple, they also, it put their plans to get married on hold. They said they feel like they're just treading water. And it's adding a lot of unpredictability. I'm trying to get through this. It's very long. It says some people say that it feels like a third person in the relationship, COVID.
Mm.
That it's hard for people to feel like they are in the mood or they can get sexy. They do suggest that small acts of self-care, such as taking a hot bath, can help. And the intimacy often requires creativity to get around your physical limitations. That you might have to use toys or oils or different things to feel pleasure in ways that, you know, help you out when you're not able to be as physical. But people are finding sexual libido or climax problems. Studies have also apparently shown an association between long COVID and erectile dysfunction. So just to put this out there in the article, they say that couples struggling with intimacy can look for a disabled sex therapist or find advice from other disabled people on websites like disabledparts.com. That's very interesting to me because I don't really think of people with long COVID as being disabled, but that's an interesting shift.
Mm.
But yeah, you've got partners who used to be the caregiver now being cared for because they can't make money. People switch back and forth. I mean, I think it's very hard because they're sort of mourning the loss of the life that they lived before, but they're hoping at some mm-hmm. point to be able to live it again, but they don't know if that's ever going to be possible.
It's like, to me, like I can totally relate because I did get COVID almost like for the first time about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, like late at the end of 2022. And kind of like the, for me now, especially since it's now 2024, it's kind of like the ugly duckling where it was like in my mind. Like, I had these thoughts, all of these things that you're talking about, I had these thoughts all last year where I'm like, when is this thing going to fucking go away? Like, I kept trying to do stuff and I just stumble and feel like, oh, fuck, it's like, I'm not used to this. It's like, really, is it just because it's my age or no? Oh, wait, yeah, I had COVID the first time. Maybe it's that because that was fucking ridiculous. And then there's like long COVID and stuff. So, yeah, I can totally relate to all these things and your mind just keeps going back and forth. But sometimes I think what we do need is like a mind refresher to get us out of it too. Like and that's what this new year day, it was really nice. Like actually thinking, okay, last year was the year of COVID because for me personally, and for probably anyone others who also got it or still dealing with it like this, or it might be in a couple of years of COVID for other people, like we're talking about, but that refresh, that reset of the mind can help a lot, at least did for me, where I'm like, oh, okay, chalk it off to COVID. Don't let it affect your thing moving forward, right? Because like I could totally see like, oh, it's going to be like this forever and those fears of that. And now my relationship's going to get killed because of COVID or it's never going to be the same. It's like all, I think a lot of it is mental, like the ugly ducking where it's like, I'm ugly, but then wait, no, it's just you think that it's going to be that way. And you know, you're going to have a tough time in your life because until you grow up and realize you're not an ugly duckling, you actually are going to get past this. It's just, again, like you said earlier, a time in your life where it's like you're in limbo and you just want it to end, right?
Yeah.
You want this part of your life to end, not your life.
Yeah, but that can really mess with your psyche, I think.
Yes. And so I mean, for me personally, that helped a lot. Finding something that triggers a refresh in your mind and spirit and soul, or whatever you want to say, not a physical change, because again, that's going to take care of itself through COVID and fighting your body dealing with the virus and all that crap. It's natural; you can't take any antibiotics for it and all that stuff. So it's this virus. But for the refreshing of the mind and attitude, I think that can go a long way and help your body. in the long run. It's not going to be an instant fix, but I did feel that surge of the new year of just sitting down, taking the time to be in that moment and say, okay, let's recap the year. That sucked. New year. Let's see if this, I think it's going to be better. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be like, oh, it's going to be just like before I got COVID. It's not going to be that way. But is it going to be better than 2023? And so far it has been for me. And I think a big part of it was my mindset of looking at it that way, because it would be very easy for me to say like, it's going to be like this way all the time, because I'm still not as healthy as I'd want to be since getting COVID. But it's better. And I think it's just going to take time. So for anyone who's dealing with that, I think that's an important thing to look for, those little pebbles back home a bit. It's not going to be instant, but I think there's signs that it's more positive than negative, you know?
Yeah. And you know, thank you to all of the caregivers out there and caretakers and partners who are dealing with a changed partner in many ways, having to take up some of the slack and caring for them in ways that you didn't have to before, whether that's from long COVID or, you know, somebody tearing their meniscus or whatever, you know, like through sickness and health, right? Like whatever injuries or changes we have in life, like I just want to express my gratitude to the partners out there in this world who are able to sit with those changes and who are able to sit with their partners and hear them and listen to their frustrations and find ways to work around that disability in the bedroom, whether it be with massage oils or toys or, you know, not expecting a climax necessarily. You know, for those of you who've been able to shift with the sands in your relationship, just kudos to you. For being so steadfast. I know it's not easy, and I know it's not something everyone is able to do. And, you know, to those of you who've lost a loved one this way, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you're able to love yourself in a way that helps you get through this time as well. Because, you know, I'm sorry for those of you who are still dealing with this. I know some of you are really struggling still with that pain and that depression, and my heart goes out to you all. And you know, just don't give up. Find ways to make your life happy the way that it is. And as far as limbo is concerned, you know, it's one thing to want change, but I think it's another thing to always want to go back to the life that we lived before. No matter what, then the life that you're going to live, you know, tomorrow is different than the life you lived 5 years ago, no matter what. So make it a meaningful life, whatever that looks like today and tomorrow and the next day.
Time can heal all wounds over time. But yeah, because again, recently, we talked about this before we started, but like in Japan, in this place that I live in, and the religion they do, they visit like past family members who, or, you know, we all get together as a family to remember the time of passing, like every 7 years. And someone, we did that recently for one of our grandparents. But there was also an aunt who passed away during COVID. So I know that that's going to come up again in probably 5 years or so, right? Where we're going to have to go and do that. So that's what just came to mind right now of like, oh, that's lingering for them. I mean, it's one of our aunts. So, but that family is still dealing with that loss really hard. And there's a lot of stress on the family because of that. But it's also like taking the time to kind of heal is very important. And I like how our family, the family over here, meets together to kind of give that support every 7 years. Or I mean, there's like also a 1 year. I think there's not just only 7 years, but you know, like, so there's things like that. And I think it's important to try to get support inside internally, but also externally. See, you know, there's got to be someone that you both new together and kind of connect with that and understand that you have support outside of just you don't have to take it all on your own, because there's a lot of people dealing with similar situations. So I think that's important too. Well, that's all we have for tonight. Thank you always for listening. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Sexy Time of the Sexy News.
Yeah. And I know it's a little bit of a downer tonight, you know, with a like, oh, long COVID and, you know, oh la la, France is not having as much sex. But, you know, there are a lot of positive spins to all this too, right? Like, we are finding ways to live in 2024, whatever that looks like for you. And I just want to encourage y'all, make it a party. Have a good time with this life that you're living, because, you know, it's a rarity to get to have life. We're very lucky to be here. And I hope you make it sexy. I hope you make it fun. And for you, Year of the Dragons out there, I hope you're having a great time with your dragon.
Oh, yeah. Remember, positive penis affirmations, positive pussy affirmations every morning. I expect a report soon, all PPA. You Sexy Time listeners. Until next week, stay sexy, stay safe.
And please, don't get caught in public.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this episode of Sexy Time. The party goes on after each show with unfettered access to your hosts in an uncensored and private live segment we call Pillow Talk. Become a Sexy Time subscriber to join in on the fun at patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. It is always a pleasure to see you there. If you've enjoyed our company and would like to support us, be sure to tap that share button and spread the love. Join us again next week, wherever you listen to podcasts, for another Sexy Time. Until next time, this is the Mistress of Ceremonies sending her love. Stay sexy.